Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
As we approach 9:40 on this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, ends up being a really important day for the president and his 2024 election campaign. Brand new poll out this morning says Democrats nationwide are now calling on President Biden to end his reelection bid. WOKV's live team coverage takes us to our Washington newsroom, Kirsten Garris, with a closer look at the numbers coming in. It has been a rough couple of weeks of bad news for the White House.
Yeah, this has been a just long couple of weeks here in Washington, even as we're getting more responses from people on Capitol Hill and across the country. And this new Washington Post ABC News poll just out within the last few hours says that most Democrats nationwide say that President Biden should end his reelection campaign based on his performance in that presidential debate just 2 weeks ago today, actually. And the poll shows that, you know, they really contradict what President Biden said earlier this week on Morning Joe when he said that only party elites want him to step aside. He said he has had positive interactions with supporters on the campaign trail who have helped him persuade him to stay in the race after that, again, really poor performance on the debate stage. The poll finds that 56% of Democrats say he should end his candidacy, while 42% say he should continue to seek reelection. So while there is a majority, it's still close in numbers. Now, the poll also finds that Biden and the former president, Donald Trump, are in a dead heat in the contest for the popular vote, with both candidates receiving 46% of support among registered voters. Those numbers are nearly identical to the results from another ABC poll from back in April. Now, it is worth noting, this all comes after another lawmaker. On the Senate side, Senator Peter Welch from Vermont, he has come out asking the president to step aside. He wrote in an op-ed for the Washington Post yesterday that statement, and that is telling because, again, this is the first senator who has made it publicly known that he isn't supporting Biden. So we are going to continue to see where this goes. We are hearing the vice president, support the president and stay by his side at various events. She was just with the AKA, the Black Sorority, at their annual convention, asking for their support. She has also made it, she was at the Essence Music Festival. So she has been really talking with Black voters to keep their support for Biden.
So does Kamala Harris bubble up to the top of the list? Like, who would replace him? Does that poll have any insight into it?
So that is the million-dollar question right now. Democrats have not come to a consensus on who should replace President Biden if he were to step aside, though Vice President Kamala Harris does have the most support. In that response to that open-ended question, 29% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents volunteered Vice President Harris, while 7% mentioned some other folks. So 7% said California Governor Gavin Newsom, 4% named Michelle Obama, the former First Lady, and then 3% named Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and another 3% also mentioned Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So we're seeing, a mix of some governors, obviously a former First Lady, in the mix here when it comes to a possible replacement. Realistically, we'll see what happens. The DNC is now about a month away. What's interesting, though, we did see in an op-ed from George Clooney, actor, but also a big Biden donor. He asked Biden to step aside, and he mentioned several governors, and the top of his list is a local in our area, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. So we'll see. A lot of these folks have publicly supported Biden. They're actually Biden surrogates. This is a year where my bingo card has been wrong the entire year. So, anything is possible.
Well, this is such an incredible series of events that have happened in the last, 2 weeks now. It has been a drip drip of a news cycle that I can't think of a good day that the Biden campaign has had, Kirsten.
I would say one of the better days they've had is when he has been in these unscripted moments. He was at a church in Philadelphia over the weekend. Mm. And I will say, I'm noticing we're seeing Biden take longer, really be in the mix when it comes to supporters. So instead of taking one or two selfies, he is taking every selfie possible. He is grabbing the phone and taking someone's selfie for them. So I think that's a clear difference when before it felt like you saw there were like these gloves around Biden by the administration. So he was here for one or two photos, one or two quick comments. Now it's like, how long can we keep him out on stage? That is what I'm noticing when I watch these different events. And then tonight will be really another big test. the president will have a news conference, one of a few that he's had so far during his administration, during the NATO summit. So that will be very telling. Another unscripted moment where you don't know the question. There isn't a teleprompter. You just have to ask, answer in the moment. So a lot of us will be watching that at 5:30 tonight.
Yeah, we'll have live radio coverage if you're going to be headed home from work at the time. That's right in the peak of the afternoon rush hour. So we'll certainly have live coverage here during the Hannity Show. Biden also set to sit down for a one-on-one with NBC News anchor Lester Holt. That's set for Monday night at 9 o'clock. So as Kirsten was saying, a number of opportunities ahead for the Biden campaign to try to right the ship. But it has been a rough last couple of weeks.